Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Bressuit applying the tag. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Ward moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressuit moves to second. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead bunts in front of the plate. Carrion fields it and throws to second for the out. Bressuit moves to third. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart strikes out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Mantilla moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Clinton moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to third. One out. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby bunts towards first. Cunningham fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Fox covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling now playing second base. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Joe Cunningham. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Nixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Fox moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.